This special episode of the Global Assembly comes from Sir Anthony Seldon. Sir Anthony is well known to the Wellington College Education Network as the 13th Master of the College and founding director of the network. He is also a renowned British contemporary historian and educator. He is known for his political biographies of consecutive British Prime Ministers, John Major, Tony Blair, Gordon Brown, David Cameron, Theresa May, Boris Johnson, and Liz Truss. He is the devisor of AI in Education, the Museum of the Prime Minister, and the Western Front Way. He was the co-founder and first director of the Institute for Contemporary British History, is the co-founder of Action for Happiness, is a governor of the Royal Shakespeare Company, was the founding chair of the National Archives Trust, and is on the boards of a number of charities and educational bodies. In this episode of the Global Assembly, he reflects on truth.
Hello, everybody. I'm Anthony Seldon, and I used to be the master, the head of Wellington College, until a few years ago. And I'm now back in the school trying to help bring all the schools closer together in an organisation called Wellington College Education. And another thing I do is write books about political leaders and about AI, and very much on my mind at the moment. And I'm thinking a lot, not just about schools, but also about my own family and children and children of my friends, is that everyone's talking about how can we tell what is really true anymore when we can have coming up on our phones and our screens, things that seem to be extraordinarily true, but are just AI generations. And is anybody listening to this? Can they really say, hand on heart, that you can tell the difference between a fake video, anything fake on that you pick up on social media, and the reality? And, well, you may be able to do it, but I can't. And however clever the technology is now at impersonation, it's going to be far, far cleverer and smarter in 1 year, 5 years, and 10 years' time. So when all of you listening to this will be through school and out the other side, and perhaps in work, who knows? And so it's going to be a really big issue for all of us. And so what are the solutions then? I think the solutions are that we need to be very clear about understanding what is true. We need to be also very clear that we ourselves are truthful in what we say, and that we pick up our friends, and even, dare I say it, our teachers, if they're saying things that are not true. Truth is going to be the most precious commodity, more precious than oil, more precious than gold, more precious than lithium and diamonds. Truth, if we lose it, then we don't just lose our education, but we lose the whole value and meaning of human life. The end.